Now let's talk about another aspect of this meditation that is not part of the Roy Masters exercise. I added it, and it is a very powerful aspect that has helped me heal greatly. It's a benefit, and it involves moving energy downward while you're doing the exercise, moving energy with your mind from your head down, at first into the right hand, one finger at a time, and do that while we're talking. Move the energy downward, and then later into both hands, and then into both feet. This is the concept of directionality, or movement of energy, in a particular direction from the head down into the hand. And this concept is ancient, actually. I discovered it quite by accident. But there are other healing arts I've learned since where they recommend moving energy down the body. I studied Tai Chi for a couple of years, and the teacher always used to tell us to move energy downward. They called it Sung in Chinese, meaning down, down, down. And it was used to move the Chi out of your head, they said. And it would ground you, and it would give you strength, and it would actually be healing of the body. It is also used in Jinshin Jitsu, a oriental acupressure type of technique, where they talk about moving energy down the front of the body and then up the back, actually. But mostly the hard part is moving it downward. And so when you do this exercise, move the energy down. Be aware of your hand, one finger at a time, and imagine moving energy downward from the head, from the third eye between your in your forehead there, straight down into your right hand, one finger at a time. And the finger will start tingling a little bit. You can do two fingers if you want. To help me do this, I have certain little images in my head. One of them would be laying in a river with your head upstream, facing upstream, and your feet downstream, and this incredibly strong current of energy, which they call the current of life, by the way. And it is an etheric energy. It's a basic energy of the universe that is everywhere and in all things. This energy is flowing downward from your head down into your hand and into your feet. If you're sitting when you're doing the exercise, that's if you're lying down. If you're sitting when you're doing the exercise, imagine that you are sitting under a waterfall, a huge waterfall, Niagara Falls perhaps, and this powerful current or flow is moving down, down, down from your head down into your hand. Or if you prefer that you're under a very powerful shower, you know, and the energy is moving downward. And another way to visualize it is that you're in this wind tunnel. If you're laying down, maybe that you're lying in a wind tunnel, and there's this incredible current of air blowing from your head down to your feet, and you encourage that energy and move it as much as you can each time that you do the exercise. Another way that I visualize it sometimes is that at my feet, I have this large vacuum cleaner, maybe a shop vacuum that's huge and powerful, and it's pulling me down, and I have to hold on. My feet maybe are on a grid, a metal grid, you know, and the air is being sucked from the feet, and it's pulling me downward from the head to the feet. That's the important thing. And each time you do the exercise, you need to do it forcefully and not make it just mechanical or habitual. It won't work very well if you do that. So that's this concept of energy and moving energy downward. And I found that it would go to areas of my body that were tight and tense and painful, of which I had plenty, and they would heat up, almost like running an electrical current through a heating element, like the heating element on your stove. And the area would heat up, and then all of a sudden it would let go, it would break through. And it's as though a channel was opened and this energy was allowed to move through the body. and it was a very healing energy. And this was many years ago, before I had read much about such an energy. But there is such an energy. It has been described in many ancient and more modern books. The Chinese called this energy qi. Japanese, they called it ki. In India, in the yoga tradition, they called it prana. Wilhelm Reich, an American researcher, called it orgone energy. Others called it vital force or life energy. It is smaller or finer than the atoms and the electrons even, although that's getting close. And it permeates everything, just like atoms permeate everything, electrons, protons. And this energy can be moved with your mind. And as you do it more and more and more, and do it as we're speaking here, move the energy from your head as though you're looking out through your forehead. Don't skip the basic exercise, and move it into your hand, one finger at a time. You will have a healing effect from this, very powerful healing effect eventually. Starts slowly. Okay? And what happens is, it seems like we're born with a certain amount of this energy. And as we grow older, the energy runs down. And as the energy runs down, we age and we become diseased and eventually we die. And this particular meditation process and this addition of moving the energy downward appears to allow more of this energy to flow through and in and around our bodies. And that can help regenerate our bodies to some degree and heal disease. It's quite remarkable. The process reminds me a little of magnetizing a screwdriver or other piece of metal. I don't know if you recall from high school, you may have seen a demonstration that if you want to magnetize a piece of iron or steel, you take a magnet in one hand and the bar of steel in the other, or screwdriver, and you move the magnet, you scrape it along the bar of steel in one direction only. You just move it down, 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 just in one direction. And eventually what happens is it actually aligns the particles of iron, the atoms, in a particular direction, and the screwdriver or the bar becomes a magnet. It becomes magnetized. Now in our bodies, it is not quite the same. We're not magnetizing the body. It's not that simple. But what we are doing is we're setting up a certain kind of resonance or coherence and bringing this energy, more and more of it, into our spine in particular, and moving that energy downward in just that one direction. This concept of downward energy is actually reflected in our language even, because some people can feel the difference. We say he's calming down, he's slowing down, and it has to do with healing and regeneration. However, if we say a person is upset, uptight, or in slang language we say people are messed up, screwed up, mixed up, that indicates, you know, not healing. And that's where a lot of people are, all of us, until we do this. We tend to have our chi in our head, as the martial artists tell us, and you have to bring it down, and you will calm down, and you will slow down, and you will heal. So it's actually a very interesting process. And it's one that you can encourage with this exercise. And it will have healing effects at every level of your being. This energy that you move with your mind little by little with practice is properly called etheric energy. It is the ether that all things, including the air we breathe and all the objects, it surrounds us. And actually, it is used, it is not unlike electricity, but it is harder to detect. It is finer energy. Sometimes it's called fine matter. Some people can see it or sense it. And it is what is sensed in the aura or the energy field around a body. Colors are sensed. And this energy, when we generate electricity, we actually are altering the ether or the etheric energy, and with the machine, the generator or alternator like you have in your car. And in this way, you can actually produce electricity from it. Someday, I have no doubt, this energy will be used to power our cars and power our homes. I actually can feel this when I do the meditation, and you will too, that tingling sensation. And do it while we're talking. Please do the exercise while we're talking. Move the energy downward and into your hand from your head. And then later, when you're comfortable with that, thoroughly comfortable, you can do it into both hands and move the energy down forcefully as you can each time in both feet. I had a friend who was a electrical engineer, and he had a lot of equipment. And I asked him if he would check me. I asked if he would hook me up to electrical meters and see if we could detect any kind of current flow, any kind of voltage or amperage when I connected my head and my hand. And it was not a lot, but it certainly did detect a small amount of amperage that I was actually generating. In other words, I was acting as an electrical generating device or transformer, perhaps, using my mind to move this energy downward. And that is exactly how generators and alternators work. They are actually altering the ether, the field that's everywhere around us, and from that you can elicit an electrical current. And our bodies are electrochemical devices, and so it seems like this directionality, this motion downward, is very important, and it helps perhaps polarize or electrify or balance our cells, and it helps move energy through the body, and it helps heal the body. It can have quite remarkable effects. And so this is one of the great benefits of this particular addition to the Roy Masters exercise.